America, keep posting with hashtag Hats Off for Heroes, and T-Mobile will keep giving.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Official licensee of Major League Baseball Players Association.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump says he got what he wanted. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The president at a NATO summit in Belgium claims our allies have committed to spend more on their own defense. Live in Brussels covering the summit, Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, the president speaking after leaders here held emergency talks about his demand that they hike defense spending, having claimed Europe was taking advantage of the U.S.
The additional money that they will be putting up has been really, really amazing to see it. To see the level of spirit in that room is incredible.
He says he told allies he'd be very unhappy if they didn't up their commitments substantially. But there's some confusion with the French president saying the talks only saw countries agreeing to stick to spending pledges they'd already made. Chris?
Simon, the president's spending today and tomorrow in England now, then Scotland, and then Finland for a meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. Stormy Daniels has been arrested at a strip club in Columbus, Ohio. We're told by her lawyer, accused of letting people touch her during a performance.
The touching is a violation of state law. Her lawyer sent out a tweet saying Daniels was performing the same act she's performed across the nation at nearly 100 strip clubs. This was a setup and politically motivated. It reeks of desperation. Daniels claims to have had an affair with President Trump in 2006 when he was married. She's suing the president and his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, trying to get a non-disclosure agreement about it that she signed declared to be invalid.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. Stephen and Dwight Hammond, father and son ranchers pardoned by President Trump, are now out of federal prison. They're back home in Oregon. They were serving five-year sentences under an anti-terrorism statute for starting fires on federal land to cover up illegal hunting and to save cattle feed from other fires started by lightning. Their sentencing inspired the armed takeover of a federal wildlife refuge 2 years ago. Fox News, Fair and Balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Denied his death wish, a convicted killer who was supposed to be executed in Nevada.
Scott Dozier had dropped his appeals, asked to be executed, and was only hours away from death last night when a judge said stop and ordered Nevada not to use the drug midazolam in its lethal injection mixture. Attorney Todd Bice arguing the drug maker Alvogen didn't want it used in an execution.
It has the right to refuse to do business with anyone, including the government, when it is concerned and suspects that its products are going to be misused.
The state may appeal that ruling, but for now, Scott Dozier is back on death row and on suicide watch. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Our former ambassador to Great Britain, Christopher Meyer, is badly beaten in a subway station in London. He's hospitalized, 74 years old. A 16-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl are under arrest. Police suspect attempted robbery is a motive, nothing political. Meyer was ambassador during the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations. The stage is set for the World Cup final in Russia.
And then there were two.
France has punched the first ticket to Sunday's World Cup final. Croatia, the second smallest nation in history to make a World Cup final.
On
audio, courtesy of Fox Sports. It all comes down to France and Croatia for the 2018 World Cup. France reaching this stage for the third time in history, winning the World Cup in 1998, falling short in 2006. For Croatia, this is a first. In fact, their best performance prior to this year's World Cup was back in 1998, when they were knocked out by France in the semifinals. The two countries will duke it out for the World Cup Sunday at Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Two people are reported hurt on this sixth day of the annual Running of the Bulls Festival in Pamplona, Spain, just bruises. One person is reported to have been gored so far this year. That's fewer than usual, and that person was hospitalized. Dow futures are down 219 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, and I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good morning. It's the 12th. It's Thursday. Our local news, ESPN 93.5 here from the Pines in Urbana, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois professor is suing the university for gender-based wage discrimination. WCIA says Dina McDonough filed the federal lawsuit saying she is paid less because she is a woman. She says that pay gap has been ongoing since 2014. She is an industrial design professor and the only female tenured faculty member in the history of the industrial design program. She says she makes up to $56,000 less than the male professors in the program. Champaign police are investigating an armed robbery at the Walgreens pharmacy at 1713 West Springfield Avenue. Police want to find the suspect who went into that location at about 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday, armed with a gun, and told an employee to empty the front cash registers and took an undetermined amount of money. The suspect took off on foot. He is described as a black male, about 5'9", weighing 170 pounds. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 477. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
707, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. It's Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. 88 our high with the sunshine. 64 our low this evening. We've got a high of 91 tomorrow as we wrap up the week, down to 67. Saturday up to 92. 90 on Sunday. Chance of rain comes our way Saturday night and into Sunday's forecast. We're currently at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good Thursday morning. Glad you're listening. You can always text in 359-2255. How about Willard Airport adding another route? We're going to Charlotte, North Carolina, and Gene Cossey will come by and tell us about it. I fly, see you. Anyway, we'll talk about that. I think it's great. Opens up the East Coast. Charlotte's a huge American Airlines hub. That'll be coming up here in just a few moments. Well, the president has left NATO and is pleased.
Well, they were probably worried because the United States was not being treated fairly, but now we are because the commitment has been up so much. So now they are. And I was very firm yesterday. You have to understand, I know a lot of the people in the room. I was here last year. I let them know last year in a less firm manner, but pretty firm, and they raised an additional $33 billion yesterday. I let them know that I was extremely unhappy with what was happening, and they have substantially upped their commitment, yeah. And now we're very happy and have a very, very powerful, very, very strong NATO, much stronger than it was 2 days ago.
NATO leaders did pledge their unwavering commitment to boost defense spending, following stern words from the president, criticizing European leaders. The U.S. and European allies signed a declaration stating they're committed to improving the balance. U.S. pays 71% of the load so far, and the deal was you pay 2% of your gross domestic product. And 21 countries were underpaying. Political analyst Cliff Maloney What say you, successful NATO for the president?
Well, hey, good morning. Thanks for having me today. Look, I think it is successful. I mean, he's pointing out a lot of things that a lot of people have been thinking for a long time. I mean, we have got to talk about this. They're spending billions and billions of dollars, and I think conservatives should be excited by the fact that we're finally talking about it. But NATO, yeah, I mean, I think we're pointing out things that need to change. You know, the 23-page declaration that, you know, talks about giving us a more robust NATO defense. Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, I think they need to pay their fair share. And, you know, we can't keep running around calling ourselves partners with these other countries if they're not going to step up to the plate. So I do look at it as a success.
Yeah, I think, though, according to Ari Fleischer, George W. Bush would, you know, talk and cajole and kind of say, hey, we got to get you guys. And they all said, yes, Mr. President, of course, we'll do that. Of course, they never did.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Right. If these guys, you know, and the president says, well, we raised $33 billion, and French President Macron has just stated, apparently just 20 minutes ago, well, not really. We committed to what we've been doing, and they're going to have a tweet storm on their hands if they don't do what the president thinks they're supposed to do now.
Right. You know, not to quote my favorite founder, but, you know, Thomas Paine, when he said peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations and tackling alliances with none. You know, one of the things that especially limited government conservatives should look at this and realize is, you know, when you try to get together with these groups, like you said, I mean, under Bush, it was more just about talking the talk. But I'll give President Trump some credit. I mean, what is the actual purpose of NATO? And I think he's not putting up with the BS, excuse my language, but, you know, he's not going to let us just sit around and make this a friendship, you know, gathering. I mean, look at what NATO's done. They helped us with Afghanistan. Let's be honest. You know, it didn't work out well. Helped us with the Libya effort. Didn't work out well. And we're forking the bill for these things. So I like to say we spend billions of dollars on their headquarters for NATO. We spend billions of dollars on their bureaucrats. But it's really just bloated big government spending, and we're picking up the tab.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that there's some use, but my gosh, I'm really excited to see Trump actually pushing these other countries to get their fair share in and be part of it.
But the left, how dare he? Oh, he treats Putin better than does our own. Oh, my gosh. I mean, how many? It's like, wow, I don't know. I guess there's there's just animus, and I don't think Donald Trump can do anything where certain people are going to be happy. So,
yeah, and I think you're right. I mean, look, it's such a double-edged sword for the left because, you know, they want to paint Trump as this pro-Russia, you know, weak-on-Russia guy, and here he is propping up the, you know, the group. I mean, heck, the entire reason that NATO was started was to defend the Soviet Empire,
mm-hmm.
You know, so you can't have it both ways. And this is a problem, especially with the left of today. It is just, you know, they are just all hell bent on emotion and just this idea that we need to continue to just, you know, whatever he does, he's the devil. And that stuff backfires. You got to have principle. You got to have stances. I mean, I still don't know what the heck they're going to run on in the 2018 midterm. But it's running out of time. They got to figure it out, and I think the most of American people are seeing through it.
Well, the bottom line is, and people, more and more people are saying it, nobody has ever seen a candidate follow through like this president has regarding what he said he's going to do and what he's done. And I remember early on going, wait a minute, he said that on the campaign, he's actually doing it? I think that's so different from a businessman's perspective. It's an end game deal where you say you got a goal, you're going to do it, and you finish it.
Right. Yeah, you know, and look, I'm the first to praise him on the tax cut. Neil Gorsuch, I mean, he's, you know, Kavanaugh. I mean, some of these appointments are going to be fantastic for the Supreme Court. And I just think even cutting regulations, I mean, we're back open for business. Now, the one thing I'll say, I like to stay fair and balanced, okay? We have got to, especially as conservatives, I'm a diehard constitutional conservative, we have got to figure out how to cut spending. This has got to be something I don't want us to lose sight of. There are so many things to praise what's happening, and you're right. I mean, so many of these bureaucrats are running scared, which is great, but we've got to be able to cut that size of government. And I think the $21 trillion has got to be something we focus on. But tax cuts, the Supreme Court, and cutting these regulations, I didn't think I'd ever see that in my life.
No, I didn't either. Yeah, you're right about spending, and frankly, Donald Trump is a moderate-leaning right. He's not a right-winger by a long shot. And I think, too, you can certainly cut your spending, or you can grow 4%, I guess. You can do it several ways, but you're right. So it'd be so much better if we could. It's just when government is such a size it is, Cliff, I don't know how you put that genie back in the bottle when it comes to programs and people.
Right. It's the old quote. You've never seen a nothing is more permanent than a temporary government program.
That's right.
These things do not disappear.
Political analyst Cliff Maloney, how do people find you, Cliff?
Yeah, sure. Check me out on Twitter, at Liberty Cliff. Always trying to work with college students and bring them back from the brink of socialism. Appreciate being on the show today.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that another time, about socialism. That's a head shaker there.
Agreed.
Cliff, thank you.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5. We'll jump to our morning sports headlines. We do have Buster Posey's game winner against the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Dang it!
The epitome of the season. Really, really good, and then really, really shockingly bad.
Chicago White Sox 6-game losing streak comes to an end last night with the 4-0 win over the Cardinals. On ESPN 93.5, we've got your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are off today and will open a 3-game series with the Cincinnati Reds tomorrow night at Busch Stadium, and Carlos Martinez will be on the mound. Ricky, it was an okay road trip, 5-4, but it could have been a lot better.
Could have been a lot better. The Cardinals just were not consistent offensively. 14 runs in the first game against the White Sox of the series, but no runs in the second game. Luke Weaver pitched really well, certainly deserved a victory, but comes away with a loss.
The White Sox scored in the fifth, got two off Mike Myers in the seventh, one run in the eighth off Jordan Hicks, and the losing pitcher was Luke Weaver, giving up just the one run.
And then the Cardinals' bullpen gave up a few more runs, and that made the hill just too big to climb for a Cardinal offense that just was chasing a lot of pitches out of the zone. Frustrating way to end the road trip.
So it's the Cardinals against the Cincinnati Reds, Martinez against Matt Harvey. Airtime tomorrow night from Busch Stadium, 620.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I'm here to tell you about Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. Where can you find Gemütlichkeit? You'll find it all around Wisconsin, at events like the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship in Wisconsin Rapids, or Fish Day in Port Washington, or German Fest in Milwaukee, or the Mile of Music in Appleton, or the Pig in the Pines in St. Germain, or, you know what, just go to TravelWisconsin.com for all the Gemütlichkeit you can handle.
San Francisco over the Cubs, 5-4, long game, 4.5 hours, 13 innings. Dang it.
Buster Posey.
Ready for the 2-2. It's on the way. Posey hits a fly ball to deep right. Back goes Bryant near the wall. That ball is off the fence, and the Giants are going to win the ball game. Buster Posey hitting one off the right field fence, driving in the winning run, and the Giants win the series. 13-inning ball game as Brandon Belt comes in to score the winning run. In 13 innings, Giants 5 and the Cubs 4.
Chicago White Sox, St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cubs all have the day off today. A well-deserved break. And we had Miami beating Milwaukee yesterday 5-4, so the Cubs are still a game and a half back. How about that Kevin Anderson?
Yeah, that's amazing. It's a breakthrough for his career to beat Roger Federer to advance to the Wimbledon semifinals.
Yes.
Amazing.
Taking on John Isner tomorrow. It was over 4 hours he battled against Roger Federer. What a game.
Yeah, no, listen, it's big. Former U of I tennis player in the finals of the Wimbledon. Semifinals.
Exactly. World Cup action, you probably heard already. The world is trending about Croatia beating England, and now they'll face France in the finals on Sunday.
Yep. Okay, and Croatia's never been this far. Right. They lost in the semis to France years ago, but now it's France, Croatia for the World Cup. That'll be Sunday afternoon. A few years ago, when we were on a trip, we were in Vancouver, and we were there on the night before the USA women won the World Cup against Japan. Pretty exciting in that city, by the way. We have actually at the same hotel. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny as sunshine, Stevie. 88 hour high, 64 hour low. Sunny tomorrow with a high 91, low 67 with clear conditions. Saturday looks good too. Warm, high 92, down to 72. 30% chance of showers on Saturday night. 40% chance of rain coming into Sunday. High 90. Right now we're at 68. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's Thursday, July 12th. ESPN 93.5, a week from this weekend's County Fair.
It is.
Already. 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Delta Airlines is reporting a better-than-expected spring quarter. It's also raising its quarterly dividend. Though fuel prices are higher, Delta says it has seen early success in addressing those higher prices. JetBlue and budget European airline Norwegian are both also reporting increased business this spring. Merger news, Arizona-based mining company Freeport-McMoRan is buying the copper mine business from Rio Tinto. It's paying $3.5 billion. Twitter says most users will only lose four or fewer followers now that it has removed accounts that were flagged for suspicious activity, though popular Twitter feeds, including those from celebrities, will lose more. The Dow was down 219 on Wednesday. NASDAQ dropped 42. The S&P lost 19. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5 in this Thursday morning, patio play tonight over at Houlihan's Restaurant. If you want to go, what they do is they have local talent on the patio, and it's really enjoyable. Tonight is July 12th.
And Terry Bush.
Rick Kubitz and Terry Bush tonight. Patio play, Houlihan's Restaurant, where they have a great menu, drink specials, and tonight, local music, and it's really a lot of fun. So go to the iHotel. Sam will be there. Because Sam's always there.
Yeah.
The man does take a break from time to time.
That's great. So. We all need that.
Yeah, but for the most part, you'll find Sam, the man, at Houlihan's, and he'll be part of and the iHotel and Conference Center.
Mm-hmm. Outside at Research Park is a big concert that's coming up 20th. On July 20th.
Yeah, Friday night, we're talking about that.
Marsha Ball.
Marsha Ball.
Is awesome.
Is she?
Yeah, I've introduced her a few times when I lived down
and
in Southwest Louisiana.
And she is, what's Marsha do?
Well, they call it Louisiana Stomp Rock and Texas. It's, you know, Randy Newman.
Short people.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
His style, you know, how he played in the Toy Story.
Yeah,
and
oh,
that,
yeah.
That sort of music. She's
okay.
A pianist, sings. It's great.
Really?
You'll
okay.
love it.
All right, that's all free, by the way.
It is.
A week from tomorrow.
July 20th. Yeah. And Houlihan's provides some drinks and food for folks when they go to that show.
All right, patio play tonight. Houlihan's Restaurant open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I still think it's the finest property in downstate. I'm over there quite a bit for coffee at Starbucks or getting ready for the Stevie J Travel July 31st event from 4 to 6. And if you'll come to that event, I'll give you something to get you 20% off dinner at Houlihan's at night.
Oh, nice.
You get a little break there. So spend $50, you spend really 40.
The Sunday brunch is fabulous, 9 a.m. to 2.
Yep. Okay, Cardinals host the Reds this weekend. A lot of great giveaways all weekend long, including the Adam Wainwright bobblehead presented by SSM Health Cardinal Glenn and Children's Hospital. Get your tickets now, cardinals.com/promotions. And we've had Grace out here a number of times over the last few weeks. She's about ready to hit the road. Miss Illinois 2018 spoke yesterday at the University of Illinois. They have these media camps, and my friend John Paul is one of those that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a dozen people at media camp about 5 years ago, And now it's like 100.
Wow.
From all over the nation, they come here and they learn about journalism and media. And so Grace was the subject of being asked a whole bunch of questions.
I see.
And it was supposed to be me. And it's, you know, so I'm sitting there as this radio guy, and I bring Miss Illinois, and now it's all Miss Illinois, and I could not have been happier. It is amazing the evolution of your life where you're going, well, you know, I was asked to do this, and I brought my daughter, who is now, she is no longer Stevie J's daughter. I am Miss Illinois' dad. And I was thrilled and excited and thankful and happy and just loved it.
Yeah.
Watching her answer the questions and connect with these kids.
Well, that's good training for her when she's on stage September 9th on ABC with Miss America.
Grace connects with kids. She just connects. And she was talking about her platform, which is You Matter, Mental Health Education for Our Youth. And it was amazing, the response. When she got done, all these kids came and talked to her. And it was incredible. She just makes eye contact.
Yeah, the connection with Grace is amazing.
But she loves people. And so there are all these people that are messaging her now, and she answers every one of them. And I don't know at what point she won't be able to do that. I don't know. But she does.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was really, really fun to you, Vi. And it's, you know, when I was driving her in the parade on the 4th of July, and I was finding myself hugging the steering wheel, hoping nobody saw me. It's not me, it's her. So I didn't want Stevie J, I didn't want to hear that. And I was going, man, I wish I had a cap or something. I just want to be invisible.
I guess I realized that when I ran at you with the microphone, thinking you would say happy 4th of July to our seniors.
There's a time in your life when you're in front, and there's a time in your life when you're not.
That's right.
I am moving to the other part,
mm-hmm.
And I'm happy. And I'm really, really happy and thankful that I've had any attention at all. But now I'm really excited about somebody else.
Yeah.
And so it was an odd feeling because I've always, hey, how you doing? Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's like, oh, please don't see me.
Well, she's Miss Illinois.
She's Miss Illinois.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's very exciting. But her platform is going to hit a nerve about kids and not being so distraught, to be so worried that the message is it's okay to not be okay, and let's open this up, and there's so much of this that we can help you with.
Mm-hmm.
But let it go, and it can get bad.
Your life matters.
It really, really does, and the suicide rate is bigger than the opiate epidemic. There
right.
are more people dying, killing themselves every day than people dying of overdoses. And we're hearing a lot about opiates, but nobody wants to talk about mental health. And we need to destigmatize the conversation. That's what she wants to do.
Okay.
728, Honda BMW, the official provider of the 2018 Miss Illinois vehicle. We got the Civic going. She loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Quattrone, awesome for him to provide that for Grace.
Yeah, she's putting some miles on it.
She's putting some miles on it. Sorry, Ben. Honda President's award-winning dealer. It's Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. I was in there yesterday, the BMW showroom. I inspect it weekly. You drop your spaghetti there. You can crisscross applesauce, eat off the floor.
That's right.
How nice that Beamer showroom is. There's still a lot of Hondas. Get in there. See Craig Fanning, who says hi. And
yes, he's awesome with the numbers.
Craig,
that's for sure.
Craig's good. Anyway, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Go test drive something. Get in a Honda BMW. Get something going with that dealer. They are an award-winning dealership. Right off of Neil at Burwash and Savoy, drivechampagne.com, their website. We'll be back, ESPN 93.5. We're going to talk about that new route at Willard next.
Hi, this is Habib, CEO of BPC, and this is your Motivational Minute. Ever wonder whether you are a good example to others? Are you consistent in what you say and do? The saying goes, your actions speak so loudly, I can't hear what you say, which means others look at our actions, not just at what we say. Francis Bacon said, it's not what we eat, but what we digest that makes us strong. Not what we gain, but what we save that makes us rich. Not what we read, but what we remember that makes us learned. And not what we profess, but what we practice that gives us integrity. He also said, he that gives good advice builds with one hand. He that gives good counsel and example builds with both hands. But he that gives good counsel and bad example builds with one hand and pulls down with the other. As we live life, let's be consistent with our words and actions. Words are meaningless without the actions to support them, and they are beautiful when they match our actions. To hear other motivational minutes, go to HabibHabib.com.
Yo, I'm Lillian Wu. The president saying he got what he wanted from the NATO summit in Brussels as far as a defense spending agreement.
The United States was not being treated fairly, but now we are because the commitment has been up so much.
The French president, however, saying NATO allies have not agreed to boost that spending above 2% GDP. Up next for the president, London. Stormy Daniels out of jail after her arrest in Ohio for allowing a strip club patron to touch her, a violation of state law. Daniels claims to have had an affair with President Trump before he became president. And Croatia facing France in the World Cup final Sunday after ousting England.
England scored in the fifth minute and held a 1-0 lead till the 68th minute when Ivan Perisic scored a beautiful goal for Croatia. The match goes to extra time and Mario Mandzukic breaks the tie.
Fox's Jared Mack, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illinois Department of Transportation says nighttime closures of the Neal Street and Cunningham Avenue off-ramps from I-74 begin today. The closures are necessary for crews to do skid-proofing operations. Work on I-74 will begin at 9 o'clock tonight on the westbound off-ramp at Neal Street and the eastbound off-ramp at Cunningham Avenue and is expected to be finished by 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, weather permitting. Former Lioni Kevin Anderson beat Roger Federer in the Wimbledon quarterfinals. Anderson was the eighth seed. Tennis.com says the final set alone took 90 minutes. The Illinois Department of Public Health is warning, be aware of rabid bats. They say 17 bats have tested positive for rabies in the state so far this year. MyStateLine.com says make sure you get your pets vaccinated and don't let them roam freely. People can get preventive treatment if they're exposed to an animal infected with rabies. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's awesome. We've got sunshine and a high 88, 64 with clear conditions tonight. Tomorrow's high at 91, down to 67. Sunshine again on Saturday with a high 92, down to 71 Saturday night with a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. That bumps up to a 40% chance of rain on Sunday. Right now, 69, ESPN 93.5.
Well, don't forget, CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, where I worked with hardworking man. By the way, coming up this next Wednesday, I'll be at Spring Green.
Oh.
Unless it's 71, then it's too hot. I'll go when it's 70 or under.
It's challenging for you, Stevie.
Yeah, I know that.
That aeration machine has some kick.
CMI Chemical Maintenance Inc., where I worked with them, they have all of the janitorial supplies. If you need wear washing, who wants to go have spotty glasses or lipstick on glasses at restaurants?
Right.
They have great chemical programs and monthly service checks. CMI will ensure that you'll be confident your customers are in good hands. CMI can work with you controlling costs using state-of-the-art dispensing systems. You need to check them out. CMI with Betsy and Brad Parks and their team. CMI. CMIClean.com.
At least two mugs inside the last week with lipstick on them. And, you know, do you tell the server then? CMI can help you with this?
No question.
Exactly.
You don't want lipstick on stuff.
They're probably thinking I'm weird when I walked out of the restaurant.
A lot of times, they'll dip glasses in the stuff and then put it right. You know, it's not super.
Right.
I've seen how they wash dishes at some places, and they're not rubbing the corners of the top.
No, they're not.
Gene Cossey's executive director at Willard Airport, and he's in our studio. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you doing?
Nice to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Good news. We've added another hub. American Airlines will now, beginning December 18, serve Charlotte, North Carolina. How did this happen?
Well, it's something that we've been working on for literally years now. Ever since I've been here, we've been focused in with American Airlines on how well our market would work in Charlotte. And I know that even before I got here, people in the university were working on it. So it's something that we've been bringing to Americans' attention. And American's been giving us every indication that we're on the list of airports that they're going to work into Charlotte because they see that we have a strong demand here and they see that we have a lot of passengers who want to go to that to the southeastern markets. We have a lot of people who want to go directly to Charlotte.
And, I mean, Charlotte's a big city
now,
right?
It's a big city, and we've got a lot of business connections between Charlotte and Champaign. So it's there's a lot there. And while we're really disappointed with United leaving the market, mm-hmm. I think that actually gave American the opportunity to say that they would come in and be able to provide another method for all those passengers because United was being terrifically successful.
Yeah.
We were just under 60,000 passengers on United on the year they were here. And given that it was only three flights a day, that's a pretty good number. And so I think that helped Americans see that if they were to jump in right after that, that they would be able to have the opportunity to take up those passengers. We're anticipating that this flight's going to be constantly full. So I got to tell you, if you want to fly to Charlotte or any of the southeastern markets and you want to get on that flight, make sure you're checking and booking early, because that flight's going to fill up almost every single day.
I think you can start booking then the next week, can't you?
Yeah, starting on the 14th. So this Saturday, it'll be on their schedule. It might be Saturday evening, so it may not be Sunday until you see it, but Saturday is when they're going to put it on the schedule. And after that, you'll see it in there, and you can start booking after December 19th. I believe 19th of December will be the first day. There could be some changes in that as they start, fine-tuning their schedule.
But one flight each way a day?
Yeah, one flight each way. It's going to leave at 6 a.m. in the morning, come back at 9 p.m. at night.
Wow.
So if you have business in Charlotte,
you could do that. Yeah.
You can do a day business in Charlotte. How incredible is that?
I did that in Dallas.
Yeah.
CMI from Dallas to DFW and came back same day.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You can do that. It's the same kind of flight, 2 hours or so to Charlotte?
Actually, it might be a little less to Charlotte. Charlotte's just a little less in distance, and it all depends on how easy it is to get in and out of the airspace as well. But yeah, it's exciting. It's going to hit all the banks that you're connecting to. So if you have a connection to somewhere, say, in South Florida, you'll hit that connection right away. Totally, literally dozens and dozens of new one-stop destinations that'll be available.
Wow.
Because
you can not go to anywhere from ORD.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go anywhere in the world from Chicago, which we go now, five times a day?
Five times a day to six times a day. Just depends on the time of year.
Okay, right. So and then Dallas, of course, opens up a whole other region and area. I mean, we can fly to Sydney, Australia from Dallas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of places to go. You can always text in. Got anything about Willard? iFlyCU is the website, I believe.
iFlyCU.com.
Yep.
And you can even book your flights now from our website. So,
nice.
Right on our website, you can book flights.
I don't have to go to American Airlines.
You don't have to go anywhere, but iFlyCU.com.
Right.
You can book your flights. And everything.
359-2255. Okay, so again, I can go to Chicago and I can get to Fort Lauderdale, but if I go to Charlotte, it's only going to be a lot shorter.
It's going to be a lot shorter, and there's several markets that you still have to go to Charlotte for, even if you go through Chicago. Myrtle Beach is a great example. I had to go there for a meeting a few months ago, and I had to go to O'Hare, Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
To Myrtle Beach.
So now I can go straight to Myrtle Beach.
Go straight Charlotte, Myrtle Beach. So it'll be a lot easier. And that's just one market. There's probably another two dozen more that are like that.
So it's definitely, there'll be an advantage. And again, Charlotte, I've never been to that airport. Is that a nice airport?
It's a very nice airport. Yeah, it's very.
Big hub for America. Is it as big as Dallas? No.
It's their second largest hub. So it's just right after Dallas. So
and
it's
people, why are people loyal to airlines?
A lot of it has to do with what they're used to and what they're, just what they're accustomed to doing. And then a lot of it has to do with the loyalty programs. The airlines build,
they matter then, huh?
Yeah, they really do. To frequent flyers, you build up 100,000 miles in American Airlines, you're going to be hard pressed to switch that to another airline. So that loyalty is very important for people. And people just get used to, I'm going to put a shout out to Patty out at the airport. I know you know her.
Yeah.
She's a great customer service person for American. She's constantly always helping people. And people see that and want to reward it. They want to go back and they say, hey, I want to go fly with the people who take care of me when I'm there. And that's one of the things we love about our team out there is they really take care of everybody.
It's just simpler. I love flying out of CMI because of the ease of security. And it's so funny because now that I'm pre-checked, thanks for the tip, if you fly at all, are we going to do any more pre-checking around this? It was so easy when you had it there for that brief time.
We're working on getting one set up, and I'm going to hold off on this because people get excited about this.
Yeah.
And I will definitely make sure you're the first one I tell about it when I get the next thing set up. But it's with Customs, and it'll cover Customs and TSA if I get that set up. So we'll be doing that fairly soon, and people can come right down and
it's like
register.
$15 a year or something. It was
ridiculous.
And I'm telling you, you see the people, and then you see the pre-check line.
Yeah.
You want to be in the pre-check line now.
You seem like you're VIP then.
Well, there's more and more doing it, so we might have to do the super pre-check program or something.
Well, no matter what, even if everybody got into pre-check, it's still going to speed up the line.
Yeah,
because
they know about you.
Yeah, it does do that pre-vetting, and so there's a... Now, if you're pre-check and all of a sudden you get pulled out of that line,
could be an issue.
Might be like, I need to double check.
But you have to be comfortable with them knowing you and everything about you because they pre-checked you.
Right.
That's the point.
They basically do a miniature background check on everybody who signs up for that.
Yep. Welcome.
go ahead, check me out. Just get me through the line. and at Willard, it's just, I don't know, friendly or shorter. It's just different.
Oh, yeah.
And you come through the security at your place. I can go to London, anywhere else in the world. I'm done.
Yep.
I am through.
Yep.
It's so worth it.
You're there, and you know, it's just makes the whole rest of your trip easier.
Yeah. Okay. American Airlines is flying to Charlotte. Again, you can book this weekend, probably late Saturday or Sunday. You can book trips to Charlotte anticipating big crowds, particularly initially. And we're talking the 50-seat planes.
These will actually start out with a 45-seat airplane. There's a couple of reasons for that. Is it's the availability of aircraft for American.
Yeah.
And it's also the fact that they really want this to be an extremely successful flight. So if they use a slightly smaller airplane, it'll fill up faster, and then the planners can go to their bosses and say, hey, look at how successful this is. Let's upgauge it. Let's make it better. And
so
there's a bit of a strategy there that I'm really appreciative of, because it'll help us build that market tremendously.
You bet. You want to get your reservations and get it done. And I know my daughter's leaving from CMI, from Willard, to go to Miss America in Atlantic City. We're going to have an event there on August 27th around noon. And she's thrilled to be able to walk through Willard and get on her plane. And
yeah, you guys are definitely going to get the VIP service from us. We're excited to have you there that day.
Well, I get VIP service every time I go.
Yes.
It's just a neat
Thanks
airport.
To the pre-check.
I'm a fan, and I'm obviously the more people that use it, at least I tell people, price it. You might be very surprised. And if it gets down to it, well, I can fly cheaper out of O'Hare. Price how much it costs between CMI and O'Hare. Sometimes it's like $70. And you say, oh, is that worth about 7 hours and parking at Chicago?
Right.
I mean, it's sometimes negligible to where it's not, it's so worth another 70. Sometimes it's the same.
Yeah. I priced out a trip. I'm trying to work out going and seeing my parents down in Texas. I priced out a trip to go see them, and it was $20 more flying out of
CMI.
I mean, and I always fly CMI, of course, but I always price them out of different places.
Sure.
Just
see where you are.
Just to see how it is.
And also, it's interesting. If you use frequent flyer miles, I have them on American Airlines. I can go to, from Los Angeles to Auckland, New Zealand for 40,000 miles. I can go from CMI to Auckland for 40,000 miles. They don't charge you for the domestic or something.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Cool little trick.
Yep.
I just gave up.
This is a great site, Gene. iFlyCU.com. I was poking around on some flights, and, you can check the flight tracker and get all kinds of information.
Yeah, we're excited. That's a relatively new website for us, and
we're very
excited about it. It's been a great tool for us.
All right, we good. We're fired up. The third hub. We got O'Hare, we got Dallas, and now we have Charlotte. And it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It really is. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And I just pass that on to everybody on our team who's been working so hard on it.
So you just can't call Southwest and say, "Come." This takes a little time, huh?
Yeah, it's not like ordering a pizza.
You worked 3 years on the Charlotte thing.
Yeah.
Good gosh, man. Make a decision. It takes a while.
Yeah, it does.
It's a slow process.
You got to keep after them, and there's a lot of planning behind it that has to happen.
We got 45,000 students on our campus. Thank God we have the University of Illinois. I mean, it's a big deal to have so many international people that come in and out of here and don't want to bus up to Chicago and just fly straight out. And about every darn flight I take coming into Champaign is pretty darn full.
Oh, yeah.
It's surprising. Didn't used to be that way.
Yeah, no, I think it's being very successful. People are starting to make that their first check, and that's what we're excited about.
Jay is asking about more competitive prices on parking, like in Bloomington and Indy.
Are we $7? What are we?
Yeah, we're at $7 a day or with a maximum of $35 per week. So we kind of have a long-term, short-term structure in the pricing. So if you're going to be there for 2 weeks, you'll get a bit of a discount on the pricing.
$70 for two whole weeks.
Yeah.
And in Chicago, it would be 180 or something.
Well, it depends on how close you park, too. If you park right up in the first building, you might pay that for 2 days.
Yeah.
So,
no, that's right.
We would love to be able to be in a position where we could have free parking like some of the other Central Illinois airports. But I know I've talked with you about this before. Yeah. They all work on a tax base. They have taxpayers paying for their airport operations and paying for their tax.
We have state money, right?
We have very little state money.
Very little.
We have a small amount of state money that helps supplement us. But otherwise, it's only what we earn running and operating the airport that we have to support the airport.
So the county could put a 0.01 tax on something and pay for parking for everybody?
They could. That's what the other counties do.
Why don't we do that? Who's going to notice
okay.
that?
Okay.
Who's going to...
Well, and my point is, I never park. I always get a ride to Willard. I mean, we're townies. We know how to get a ride, get dropped off, get picked up.
Yeah,
I prefer curbside anyway.
Yeah, you get curbside service that way.
Has anybody ever tried that at the county board level where they say, you know what, we want to offer, like Bloomington Normal, free parking, but we have to put this into something to pay for it?
There's been people who've talked about it. What it actually takes under the state law is forming a special district, and they're either the state Congress can form a special district or the voters can. And there's a cap on the tax that would be involved in that. And in the long run, that would help financially support the airport.
Yeah.
But again, to that point is we don't have that right now. So we have to make do with what we can earn. And you know, this is one of those, we got to scratch our own living out here. And so, it's very important, that we have the parking because it really makes for us to be able to provide the services that we have.
There's a lot of cars out there every time I'm out there too. Yeah,
right.
A lot of people use it.
Well, and, you know, it also, it's a relatively secure way to park your car and leave your car. You know that it's going to be there when you get back. And it's actually, compared to the parking in downtown Champaign or Urbana, it's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah, actually, well, that's true. Mm-hmm. I was paying a quarter for, I thought it was 20 minutes for a quarter. It's 15.
Yeah.
That's a dollar for an hour.
Yeah.
What's the rate on that, Gene? It's $24 a day.
Yeah, we're far cheaper if you look at it that way.
All right. Well, again, Bloomington Normal set that up with their taxing district or whatever the heck they formed a district. It's a whole different ball game. It's not like Willard saying, oh, boy, I can't wait to charge them for parking. That's kind of what you got.
Yeah.
That's what you got right now. Executive Director Willard, it's Gene Constantine. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on Charlotte.
I appreciate it. Thank
ESPN 93.5. We're going to check your sports next.
Looking for a cool way to get a new air conditioning and heating system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you high-quality AC and heating equipment for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new home comfort system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All Canister Wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
Get in the zone.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Yeah, the Cardinal game last night, we got so fired up. They scored 14 runs the night before, and then it was like they'd been, I don't know, zombies.
They were just flat.
How do you be flat? How does Tommy Pham strike out 4 times? Ow.
Right.
Cardinals strike out too much.
I want to say the game total had 20 strikeouts.
Well, the Cardinals strike out 10 to 15 times a game.
Right.
Shorten up. Hit the ball. They lost.
Chicago White Sox, 6-game losing streak comes to an end.
And the Chicago White Sox are clearly one of the worst teams. You've got to win those games against an opponent
like that. That's what adds insult to injury there.
It's just the way the Cardinals, just sometimes they're just, oh well.
And I guess Miles Michaelis is getting yanked from the All-Star game because they want him to start in one of the weekend games.
Well, you've got the Cubs, 5 games. That could absolutely bury the Cardinals in Wrigley Field, 5 games in 4 days. So I think he'll go, but maybe he won't pitch. I don't know. You can't pull a guy from an All-Star game.
They want him to pitch against the Reds on Saturday, I believe.
Oh.
So the All-Star game is Tuesday.
So he won't be able to pitch. I don't know. We got other issues. thinking about
I'm
his
like,
schedule.
Well, he's the guy. I don't know if Matt Carpenter made it. We were voting yesterday.
Well, you got to have one guy, and Yachty's going.
Oh, Yachty's going.
Yeah, got picked.
Oh, okay.
Got to have one guy from every team.
Okay,
good. Yeah.
So, and then San Francisco beat the Cubs 5-4, and that was a 4-hour and 30-minute game. I was on the mic yesterday introducing painkillers at Victory Park as part of the neighborhood night, and I'm like, still tied up at 4 when I was talking about US 105.9. So that went 13 innings.
Diane was introducing the musical band Painkillers. Somebody said, Diane's taking painkillers. I heard her say it on the radio.
Oh, okay.
No. It's the band she was introducing called The Painkillers.
Never even thought about that. Thank you for clarifying.
Sometimes people listen at the speed of life.
And speaking of a long game, Kevin Anderson over 4 hours against Roger Federer. I was just reading how Federer was leading by 2 sets, 5-4 in the third, when Anderson serving got the match point. Federer managed to return the 134-mile-per-hour serve.
He had a match point on Kevin Anderson.
But on the next stroke, he shanked a backhand back to deuce. From there, it all began to change.
That's amazing.
Anderson held on 5-all, broke to 6-5.
Wow.
Violent return off of a 97-mile-per-hour second serve. I mean, and then 133-mile-per-hour ace. Wow.
Yeah, listen, what is Kevin Anderson at 6'8" look like serving 130 miles an hour? I don't know how anybody would ever return. He's halfway to the net at 6'8". It's crazy.
He's 32. He's got John Isner tomorrow. So good luck to former Illini Kevin Anderson in his coach in his tennis event. In World Cup, it'll be Croatia and France on Sunday in the final.
There'll be a lot of people watching that across this nation and the world, there's no doubt. Now that your crop is knee-high, what's next? Grow your farm forward with help from Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokerage. They'll provide a full range of products and services to meet your agricultural needs. Whether you need a loan for production expenses or to purchase land and equipment, Busey provides lending solution. Their real estate brokerage firm can assist with the sale or purchase of properties, market analysis, and market studies. Busey is a name you can trust. Their roots run deep, serving farmers for nearly 150 years at the very start of the agricultural industry in Illinois and 90,000-plus acres under their management. They have a 9-member team with more than 130 years of combined experience. Benefit from their wealth of expertise by attending the Farmland Owners Workshop. It's coming up on Tuesday, August 7, 6 to 8 at the Champaign County Farm Bureau. And all you have to do to reserve your seat is call 351-2744 or go to Busey.com. Partner with a team whose roots run deep. Busey's Ag Services and Farm Brokerage teams have the resources you need to grow forward. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com today. Apparently, office napping climbs out from under the desk and into high-tech pods. In some countries just have, like, they're closed from like 11 to 2 while everybody takes a nap. And naps are good. There's just a question of how long you're trying to do the nap. 5-10 minutes can be fantastic. Business strategist Andrew Lauder we'll touch on this trend of pods at the real high-tech places that you can go take a 20-minute nap. We used to do it in kindergarten, remember? Little rugs you'd bring, and I think we were onto something back then. Then we started running faster and faster and faster. We'll touch on that coming up after the news at the top of the hour. We got a Mile of the Pines. You can go to mileofthepines.com. We're going to have such a big time. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of runners, and we're looking forward to that. MileAtThePines.com to get registered. Thanks to the Atkins Group, Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul, Carl Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Buffon Salon, Meyer Country Arbors Nursery, and Reynolds Towing for supporting our event Sunday night, July 22nd, 6 p.m. 9 waves of runners, And you can be there, all the money benefiting the CU Schools Foundation, Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Register now at milesatthepine.com, mileatthepines.com.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Rafter's Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. All right, President is in London meeting with Theresa May. He just left NATO, said he got $33 billion more in commitment. We'll see if the other countries pony up like he says they're going to. And again, the issue was they weren't paying their agreed-upon share of helping to support this alliance that is supposed to help defend all these little countries from big people like Russia. So we'll see. We'll see. But he apparently left happy, and people on the left were very aghast at how the president is it wrong to hold other countries to the deal they agreed to when you have to have funding to support? Is it fair for the United States to pay 71% of the load? Supposed to be 2% of your gross domestic product. Ours is $18 trillion, so it'd be like $360 billion, and we paid $700 billion instead of $360 billion. So we're way over. And a business guy like Donald Trump saying, wait a minute, that's not right. Germany, you have to step up. Everybody else that isn't stepping up, you owe me 2% of whatever your gross domestic product is. Germany's is like $4 trillion, so they should pay $80 billion. And I think they're paying $40 or $50. So that's $20 or $30 billion they ought to be paying. So in any event, that's what happened at NATO. We're going to check your news coming up, Eric, quickly at Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you?
Hey, Stevie, how you doing?
I'm fine. I know you guys have been very busy. People still getting their ACs checked out?
Yeah, they sure are, buddy. It's been a long, hot summer for sure.
Well, and you're standing by. You can still help people 24/7. It's 8 to 8, same great rate, right?
Yep. Just give us a call. We'll take care of you.
What's your number?
355-5512, or you can go to landsinc.com.
And still very active with our Lifeline. Lifeline connects, very connected with Lands Heating, Cooling,
and Plumbing. Great news there. The groundbreaking's been set, so tremendous news coming
out of
Lifeline.
When's the groundbreaking?
I believe it's August 16th.
Uh-huh. That's so exciting. To get 24 beds for folks trying to get off drugs, it's a great program. I know Troy and all of you have been very, very supportive. Eric Jordan, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Again, what's the phone?
355-5512.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have
you
a
bet.
Great day.
You too. Eric over at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Yeah, and again, you call them at 2 in the morning. It's the same as you call them right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. We've got a break for the news and be right back. Again, these high-tech pods where you can take a nap, I'd probably be in one of those if we had it.
Sounds good.
I could do a 10-minuter.
I know in Asia, like in the airports and things like that, they have tubes for people to just... You know, take a quick 3-hour nap in between travel. So.
No, that's true. They do. I think it costs 10.